Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey guys,
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
It's us back from our mini vacation.
Yeah, they didn't know though. Did they know? Did we tell them?
Did you guys know we were going on a vacation?
We went on a little vacation. Wait, before we get started, I have something for you.
Oh, okay. For me? Physically?
For you. It's been in my pocket.
Never give me things. Is it? Do you have a pocket?
Real Easter egg. Some of that color did come off in my pocket, so that's concerning.
Big Daddy on crack.
Big Daddy on crack. And it did turn my pocket green.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody who reminded me. I'm not kidding you. My DMs were full of it. Big Daddy on crack egg. If you don't know what that's from, what are you doing? Go binge listen.
Yeah, it's from the Uncle
Name
Crack.
That Tune.
Yeah, the Name That Tune one.
Uh-huh.
I think Uncle Cracker's daughter listens.
Yeah! Remember that episode, or that episode, that message we got?
Yeah.
I was like, I showed this and she listened and that's crazy. But anyways.
Tell your dad.
We have an egg for him.
Yeah. Big Daddy on Crack, reach out. I got your egg. I'll send you a photo of it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. I did have a fresh egg in my pocket this entire time.
You've been here for so long.
I know.
And sitting.
It was so cold. That's why I was like, I have to do this right off the bat. Your dog, Click Clack, jumped up on me and I thought his paws
hit
it. And I thought for sure it was just going to smash. Well, it is hard boiled, I think.
Yeah.
But even if he cracked it, I was like.
It is wet.
Yeah.
When did you do this?
Yesterday. But
why is it still wet?
Because it was. I was sweating.
Is it sweating?
Probably. It was in the fridge, so it's probably it got warmed up by my body.
In your pocket. Your pocket egg.
Yes. My pocket egg. I've had it in my pocket for such a long time.
How long?
About an hour.
Did you drive here with it in your pocket?
Yep. Yes, I did.
You didn't like carry it in the car and then put it in?
No. I wanted to make sure I could sit with it and it not be noticeable. So I put it in my pocket right away and sat down and I was like, yeah, I fucking got this.
I love that your thought process wasn't test the sitting thing, then take it out and then put it back. You're like, once it's in the pocket, it doesn't come out.
It stays in the pocket. Well, it was weirdly kind of cool and like on a like a pressure point. It was called...
orthopedic.
It was. Well, no, I think that's orthopedic. Orthopedic is like,
well, aren't orthopedic shoes like cushiony and help?
Orthopedic is your bones.
Yeah, but hold on. If I type orthopedic shoes.
Okay. Well, they probably are cushiony, but I think it's for like your bones.
Orthopedic.
It's a bone egg. Anyways, it was giving me, I've been having like really crazy panic attacks. Honestly, it's kind of scaring me.
Okay.
So if you hear me like having some breath problems, please don't make fun of me. And also just we're here for a good time, not a real time. So let's just be nice.
Don't you know anything?
That I can't breathe through
these. Okay, it's just giving me shoes that I can buy. I don't want to purchase them, but I'm pretty sure orthopedic shoes.
No, buy me some.
Are just like comfy shoes. I pull a shoe out of my pocket.
I honestly got these for you for Easter.
Yeah, I think they're just comfy shoes to help probably so they're easier on your bones.
Yeah.
Walking's easier on your bones.
Yeah, that's what.
So it's a.
Because Corey's an orthopedic nurse. And so he deals with hip replacements.
Fancy
knee.
Doctor man.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a doctor. He does the surgeries. No, but
no,
he is
a scalpel
in the surgeries.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's a scalpel bitch.
Actually, I think he just. I don't even think
Can
he.
Can I say that?
I don't even think he does that. I think he just like takes notes.
Whatever, he's a pencil bitch.
He's a pencil bitch for sure.
You think he writes in pencil, or do you think he's confident enough to do a pen?
I hope. If I hope for anything,
big pen energy.
He's got big pen energy.
He does get big pen energy.
He does.
He's like, even like my he's mistakes. So yeah. I mean,
I stand behind.
Yes.
Oh. Anyways, yeah. So we went on a little mini vacay,
and it was.
It was interesting.
Here's the thing about me. I don't read into things very well. I don't read into I don't read directions. I look at pictures and sometimes too fast.
Yep.
So Shane and I were really stressed a couple months ago. I mean, we're still stressed, but like this is when it happened.
And Sierra and Corey haven't not been stressed for the last year.
Yes. So and I knew that Sierra was struggling with like getting out of the house. And I know
it's been kind
that
of a problem.
When I get into a routine where I am just like burnt home. Out, yeah, I need to get out of my space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I asked Sierra, I'm like, hey, would you and Corey and the baby and Noah, well, Sawyer, I feel bad that I said everyone else's name.
No, she's the baby.
The baby until further notice. Until she's
she
the
doesn't
toddler.
Get her name until she can walk.
Yes.
She has to earn that name.
Yeah. We're letting her name herself.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm cool with that.
Me too, because I you never
could
I
you have
know.
Been trusted to name yourself?
I think I would have picked Sierra. We've talked about this, but I know some people.
Would you have picked Sierra if you didn't know Sierra?
No, maybe not. I probably would have picked something. I would have needed to be an adult probably before, so I would have been nameless until adulthood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do feel bad for, like, you don't get to choose your name, and then that kind of sucks if you get a shit name, and then you're like, yeah. Thanks for this, mom and dad.
Yeah. I feel like I would still have a quote-unquote unisex name.
Oh, that's why I picked Sawyer, because I love it so much.
Yeah. I feel like I could be Quinn.
Oh my God, I see you as a Quinn so much.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate how hard I oomed. But there was a piece of spit that got caught and I was trying not to choke on it. I was just like,
What was I talking about? Oh, I don't read. So anyway, I ask Sierra if her and family would like to go on a getaway with my family.
Yeah.
And I said, I found a lake house. It is close enough.
That
where,
like if we need anything, because I've been stressing and I also have travel anxiety on top of regular anxiety, on top of postpartum anxiety. It's really been a thing.
It's a Russian doll of anxiety.
It really is. Oh my God.
She says, yeah, that'd be great. Cause I looked at what Noah's spring break was. Mm-hmm. I knew that it would be during his spring break. And I booked the house. I'm looking at the photos and I'm like, it's on the lake, waterfront.
Beautiful.
Great. Let's do it. I sent it to Sierra. She agreed. So to be fair, you
I
also
got,
didn't catch it.
I got bamboozled as well.
Yeah. So I walk in to this place. And if you were the people I rented from.
Hey, what the fuck?
It was a wonderful stay. 5 stars.
Oh, I mean, great. great accommodation.
Great. However,
you need to replace your water filter.
Oh my God, I need to tell you about that.
Okay.
It smelled like someone's grandma
definitely
had
was.
Passed away there. It didn't smell like death, but it smelled like near death.
She was there for a while.
Yeah.
Close to the edge.
Like, you know, trigger warning, death.
Yeah.
You know that hospice smell?
Yes.
It had the hospice smell.
Yeah.
And it
also looked like it.
Stains on the carpet. Every carpet.
All the carpet.
All of them.
Made me feel better about our children being there.
I felt so comfortable immediately. Like, nice. So honestly, still 5 stars. And like, I don't care about stains on the carpet. Mm-mm. Except when I'm expecting there not to be for an Airbnb situation.
Yeah, yeah. Like when your pictures didn't show this. That's all I'm saying. Don't catfish me.
Then my children had a wonderful time giving Corey a ride on the motorized chair that was there.
Yeah.
My grandpa had that same chair when he couldn't stand up.
Oh, so it just, if you don't know,
it's a lift chair.
You press a button and it fully full on stands. Uh-huh. Or you can lean all the way back. But if you can't get out, it flops you out yourself.
Or you can utilize the handy handle inside of the armrest.
That scared me. I was like, what's this about?
I know.
What do I do with this guy?
I know. And sometimes it would get stuck.
I know.
And so I lost an armrest. There was just like a pole there. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical though, because Corey put Sawyer to sleep in it one time and used it to stand himself up
so he didn't wake her when he was trying to get up. Actually, we need one of those.
This is genius.
It was very nice.
First night we were there was an absolute disaster. My children, that was the first time we were going to try to get them to sleep in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
They both sleep with sound machines, different sounds.
Yeah.
And like, you cannot switch the sound.
No, no.
So trying to put them in one room with a singular sound, they were losing their goddamn minds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5 a.m. I went to sleep at like 1. They passed out, what, around 11?
Yeah.
My children normally go to bed at like 7.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
So they were like...
It was way past their bedtime.
They were struggling.
Yeah.
So...
And also just running around the entire house. They kept like... Imagine like, okay, if you ever read The Cat in the Hat, where there's thing one and thing two, that was what was happening. Like, I would be just sitting there, because we were also trying to get the baby to sleep, I think, or maybe she was asleep, but me and Corey were trying to do something.
Yes.
And Jerry would just come out and be like, oh, finally. And then all of a sudden one would run past her like shirtless all of a sudden. And we're like, What the fuck? And then she's like, hold on, come here. And as she's wrangling that one, the other one sneaks by.
Yes.
And it's just running circles. And we were like, oh my God.
I had to like hide my face because I did think it was hysterical.
But we were trying to be adults and be like authoritative.
Yeah, this is go to bed and stuff. Like, don't you know?
But it was funny.
But like, I'm not an authoritarian type parent.
No,
so
no.
Like, I'm not going to scream at my kid and beat their ass and be like, don't you get out of that bed.
You,
I was just like,
yeah,
I guess I'll chase you around the house some more. And so then they finally got themselves tuckered out and
running laughs.
Yeah. And then I wake up. I went to bed at 1. I wake up at like 4:30 to scream crying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Shane. No, I'm kidding. It's my kids. And I'm like, what is happening?
By the way, Shane and Corey haven't gone to bed yet at this point.
Yes.
Shane, they just decided it was their vacation.
They were gaming.
And that they were going to fucking game all night.
Yep. So Shane then comes to me and I'm like trying to help him. We're trying to split up the boys, one in the bedroom, mm-hmm. one with Shane and I on the futon or on the pull-out couch. Doesn't work. And so at 5 o'clock, Shane's like, Jerry, I don't know what to do. He still hasn't slept. So I'm like, do I just take him home?
Yeah.
So I packed up the kids at 5 a.m., put them in the truck, drove an hour home, put them to bed at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They woke up around 11, and then we went back up, and we started the vacation over.
Well, I woke up at 8, and Noah was up as well, and he's like, can you come get me breakfast? And I was like, sure. So I'm up with the baby. We go out there, and I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? What happened?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, maybe she went to Walmart or whatever, because I thought maybe you were going to, like, they needed something from the store. But then hours passed and I was like, should we check on her?
Are they okay? Yeah. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
The next night, Noah,
my child would go to sleep. Yeah. Both of my children would go to sleep.
Yeah.
They absolutely refused.
Noah ended up sleeping in Sierra and Corey's room so that my kids could each have a bed.
Yeah, we took the mattress off and I was like, he likes to lay on the floor anyways, honestly.
I mean, he had a mattress.
No, he's just like a floor. He didn't want to be alone anyways. He's very much like, if I can sleep on the floor in your room, I want to, which I used to be like that. I remember sleeping on the floor in my mom's room all the time. So I, whenever I can, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. But then my baby.
Yeah, she would not sleep.
She had a tough time.
And I think it did probably have to do with their water.
So they had like well water, which she's not used to. And they had a filter, but it was like blinking red. So I'm like, great, that hasn't been changed in who knows how long.
Yeah, no idea.
And I didn't bring purified water because I don't know why. I just assumed that there would be some.
Me too.
That, like, it would be okay. Yeah. I don't know.
No, everything was so old. So old. Yeah. And then my kids love baths. They want to take baths all the time. They get it, honestly.
Yeah.
Ollie refused to take a bath.
Really?
Yes. We come home and I invited my parents over for dinner.
Yeah.
And my dad says to Ollie, "Hey, did you have fun at the lake house?" And he said, "Yeah, I did." Or he always goes, "Yeah, I do." And then my dad's like, "What did you do?" And he goes, "The bathroom smelled like poop." All he could say is, "The water smelled like poop."
Oh, yeah. I get
all
that.
He remembered was the sulfur from the water.
Good. I'm glad that my daughter drank that.
I know. It did go through the not filtered filter.
Yeah. She was fine.
Yeah.
She's fine
she
now.
She just wouldn't sleep.
She would not sleep.
Yeah.
We were also not
probably gassy.
Yeah, not in the same.
Yeah, everything was different.
So it was her first time away from home. And she's like, the first night she was out.
Yeah,
fine.
She did great the first night.
And then the second night she was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
By the way, she hasn't gone to bed normally since.
Great. Amazing. So sorry.
No,
so sorry.
But it's okay. She goes to bed now at like 11, but she does still sleep like 8 hours. So
oh,
I'm like,
good,
oh,
good.
That's fine. I mean,
that's great.
That's actually more on my normal schedule. So yeah. I'm okay with it.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Sierra got to see how energetic I am.
Dude, I said she was like elf because she slept less than all of us the first night. And she was up like, "Do you want a latte? I'll make you a latte." Like making me coffee, getting everybody's food. And I was like, you're literally like, I got a whole 45 minutes. Because when I wake up, I am dead. I am dead to the world. Like, don't talk to me. I cannot function. And you were just like, "Hey, how you doing? Had to take my kids home. They didn't sleep at all." I got them to sleep, but I haven't slept. It's fine. You want a coffee?
I'm making myself another.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I got up and I made monkey bread and then I made barbecue hamburgers.
Oh my
God, then I went
so
to
great.
Work. And then I was like, fucking all over the place.
I don't know how you do it. The next day I was completely not well because I didn't sleep at all that night. Yeah. And then me and Corey did what me and Corey have been doing since Sawyer's been born,
Transies.
Which is like I get up with her all night. That's fine. But then at about 7 o'clock, it's your turn, bud. And then I sleep until like 2 p.m. It's fair.
Yeah,
it's
fair. Mm-hmm. I did also want to say, like, the pullout couch that I slept on was so uncomfortable.
Oh,
like,
I'm so sorry.
And
did
no,
you
no,
get
it's fine?
Then I left.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we
you
did,
did
the,
get the
yeah,
bed.
Yeah,
okay,
we got
cool.
the bed when you left.
Oh, I did so many dirty things. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure with all that time that you spent with a sleeping baby.
Yeah, I was gonna say no.
But like, I had the genius idea to bring the Nugget couch up. Whenever we came up after I took the kids home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why don't I sleep on that? That's comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, there's two parts of it. There's a really thick, like solid cushion. And then there's like a really squishy one. And I gave Shane the squishy one. And I fucking was sleeping on a brick. I put it on the pullout couch, but I was like stiff as a board.
Oh no.
Just staring. And I like couldn't, like, I couldn't turn on my side because I would just be like straight up and down. I would be a right angle with the cushion. So yeah.
We all had a bad night.
It was all just bad. And I just kept thinking, this is fucking comical.
Yeah.
The fact that this is our vacation.
Like, what a stress reliever. And everybody's, thank you all. Everybody was so sweet and was like, "Hope you guys are getting refreshed and recharged." And I was like, absolutely not.
Kind of the opposite, honestly. So, like, my dogs kept escaping. There was a fenced backyard,
oh my God,
but there was a canal.
And Bird was peeing on everything.
Don't tell them that.
Oh, sorry. But I mean, it on the tile.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. But there was cats next door and Mosby kept getting into their yard somehow and it was super difficult to get them back. And then there were blue herons, like giant birds everywhere.
Yeah.
And the one time
they were actually really fucking cool.
So cool. Mosby ran out the back and just dove at a squirrel and then all of a sudden he dropped. And I didn't
because
see
there was
him
like an embankment.
Yeah, there's a huge hill and he just like dropped and landed on the lower level. I was like, "Where'd my dog go?" Oh yeah,
he's in the river.
Almost.
Which they did also lie to us kind of about that because they were like Lake View and I was like, this is a canal
hardly
at best.
hard. Well, you could see the lake through the kitchen window.
You could?
Yeah, if you just tilted your head a little bit and leaned to the left.
That one far was the lake view.
Yeah. I did want to tell you, I looked up because I did
feel... Oh, and our bladders almost exploded.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
We went shopping for outfits that
for
you
For things
also...
that we didn't need.
No, we didn't. But then we were like, in classic us fashion, we're like, we'll pee when we get home. And then the guys needed us to stop at another store for something. So we were like, well, we'll just pee when we get there.
Because it was a grocery store.
At this point, our bladders are literally, we're like, don't laugh because they will evacuate. And we like run around the whole store to find the bathroom and they're fucking closed for cleaning. And we were like, no.
There were two toilets at this house. One of them was in the basement and it was like a prison toilet. And I was like, Sierra, go ahead, you go upstairs.
I'll take the bath.
I'll take one for the team. Oh, but thanks. I did want to tell you, I looked up what blue herons mean.
Oh.
Like there's a meaning to them.
Oh, because
so and this
them.
Is I just googled it and it said that the blue heron is a symbol for self-reliance and self-determination. Isn't that so cool?
Well, then it was all worth it.
It was say no more.
We were resilient that entire trip.
Honestly, determined to make it fucking work. And to last the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't. I left on night two.
Yep. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. We'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience. Because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of places may not have options,
yeah,
for everyone, and this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code Tangents20.
Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's and enter the code Tangents20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code Tangents20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them? Or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapist can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
I stayed.
Yeah.
We didn't want to, but we did.
Yeah. But it was, you had a fun time then afterwards,
yeah, we went
right?
to the aquarium and we yeah. went on a hike. I saw, I don't know what I saw, but we went on a hike. We went on a hike at Little Turtle Pond.
Okay.
Little Turtle Pond? I don't know. I forget what it was called. There was definitely turtle in the name. So. There was like the Tuscarawas River was there.
What?
Wild, right?
It goes through all of Ohio, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't know how rivers
work. I don't
know that. So don't be like, it dumps into the Mississippi. It's got a mouth and a foot.
Yeah, we know.
Mouth of the river. It's definitely not the foot
not
of the river. What's the end of
the
river?
Anus. You got the mouth
the
and the
colon.
Anus.
Okay.
So we're at the river's butthole.
Yes. And I was fucking cracking up at these ducks because the river was going one way and they would like swim up the side.
I love watching ducks.
And then they would go to the center.
I am one.
And then they would just like float down. And then they would swim back up and then they'd float down. And like they would be going so fast.
You're like, you're
down
just
the
having
river.
Fun right now.
Yeah, like it was a slide.
Yeah.
And then I saw an animal, and I don't know if it was a beaver, a muskrat, or an otter.
I've never. What's a muskrat?
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
Do they have something in their anus
what?
That makes them a muskrat?
Why would it be in their anus?
I don't know. I feel like they're so cute. What makes them musky?
Oh my God, you think it's a smell?
Yeah.
You think a muskrat is just a...
It's like a river skunk.
Honestly, maybe. I don't know.
I think it would be fun if some people would just give us words and we tried to guess what that meant. Because for me, muskrat is river skunk.
Muskrat is river skunk. Okay. Yeah.
I'm probably wrong.
It looks like a beaver, but with a smaller tail.
Ah. Boring.
It's like if a beaver and a squirrel had a baby.
Oh, cool.
Okay. But then it also could have been a beaver. I couldn't see its tail. It did swim directly into a dam, which leads me to believe it was a beaver.
Could be beaver,
although
yeah.
I do not know what a muskrat's house looks like. So it could have been a muskrat. But then also...
You said an otter. What, bitch?
River otters are a thing.
In Ohio?
Yes, I Googled it. Fuck you. Okay?
I've never seen an otter. And I've seen a lot of rivers.
I worked at... No, you haven't. I worked at a zoo.
I've seen one. And it's the Tuscarawas.
Well, I saw it too.
Wow.
And it could have been an otter.
You worked at the zoo? I thought those were like sea otters.
No, they're river otters.
They're river otters?
Yes.
Oh, they're so fun and playful.
Yeah, because, well, I guess I don't know that for sure, but I think so.
Okay.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a great time. Yay!
Yay!
So, because the last couple weeks have been kind of...
A little heavy.
Yeah, a little heavy. And also, tomorrow's Easter, so we really thought that it would be a bad idea to do the faith episode...
Just right now, because...
On Tuesday. So...
Methinks you're not gonna... Well, you might like it.
I don't know. I think you will.
I think you will.
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to take a break. We wanted to have a little bit of fun, especially after the mania that was this past weekend. So we are doing another Scandals episode.
Woo!
We're going to do a bonus.
But I'll tell you, when we say Scandals, I just looked for funny stories.
Oh,
so
good.
We have, it's a plethora of funnies.
Oh, good.
I did this. Yes. Yes.
A few ha-has.
Yeah. Most of these people like wrote in and it was all like, this isn't necessarily a scandal, but it is a really funny story. And I was like, yep, that's what we're looking for.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah.
We're going to do another one, like a bonus one for Patreon.
Yeah.
There was one other thing I was going to say. Oh, the Faith episode will be coming next week.
Heads up. Yeah, yeah.
So set your calendars for that.
Yeah. So if you want more of these stories,
yep.
Head on over to our Patreon. Patreon.com/ladiesintangents.
Yep.
And there you go. And if you're not signed up, you can be there.
Yeah.
So our first one I'm going to have to find. Sorry, because I took a screenshot of it because it was in our Instagram DMs.
Oh, cool.
I don't recommend putting your story there because it's very, very rare that I will actually see it. But I did happen to see this story. I think I was in a Starbucks line and I was just like looking to pass the time and I found it and I was like, what? I never messaged this person back because then the line moved and apologies. But the story was so good that I screenshot it for the next time we do one of these. So
yeah, if you guys do want to send in a story, if you go to our link tree, which mm-hmm. is still not on our website, I'm so fucking sorry. Brianna, if you're listening, help. But if you go to our link tree,
Bio or our TikTok bio.
By the way, speaking of our link tree, whose ADHD is bad today? Me. You can still get tickets to our Moment House show. We've been fucking forgetting to
plug
it. I feel so stupid. But yeah, the show is May 1st. It's coming up.
Yeah. And there's been a bunch of questions that people have asked about. So if you are in the Facebook Fangents group, I know people are like, Sierra plugs it all the time, but like, sorry. But there is, if you look at the pinned post, there's an FAQ. Yeah. So like you can look at that. But it's going to be a fun time. So
do you know what FAQ stands for?
Facts and questions.
Frequently asked questions.
Fuck.
I was like, I thought it said FAQ as in like, fact.
Oh, look, fact.
Here's your facts.
Some facts.
Here's some facts for you. I just thought it was catchy. I'm stupid. Okay. Until I had to like make my own FAQ page on my website, and I was like, here's my fact page.
That's funny.
Yeah, now I know.
Okay. I don't know if I should say this person's name. So I'm not going to because I also don't know if I'm supposed to read this out loud. But sorry, I'm starting it off with yours.
Someone's in their car just getting hot right now.
Oh, fuck. Hey, I just started listening to you guys and started from the top. I'm currently sitting in my bedroom playing solitaire as per usual and listening to you. I'm on the episode. He saw a manatee in the water and he got a boner. And you guys mentioned Bigfoot. And oh, my God, do I have a story. So my younger brother, probably 12 or 13 at the time, played lacrosse. He was on a travel team at the time, and his coach was a little, more than a little, nuts. This grown man, with his wife and child, believed in Bigfoot so fucking hard. We went to Vermont for a tournament one weekend, and this grown man, the coach of our team, left the tournament to go find Bigfoot.
He left the tournament?
He didn't just leave. He rode off into the sunset on his bike with all of his catching Bigfoot gear strapped to him / his bike in the middle of a game to go find Bigfoot. Anyway, it's 2022 now and I have no clue if he found Bigfoot.
What?
But we won the game and I've never seen that coach again ever in my life.
What?
Yes.
I have so many fucking questions.
I know.
Like... Did he have some kind of Bigfoot tracker that went off where he's like, he's near and he just had to go right now?
He had equipment. So something must have dinged an alarm somewhere. And he was like, gotta go. Don't care.
What?
Then to not check back in with your team.
Yeah. To leave in the middle of a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's so. Okay. I'm all about like believing. Because when she was like, he's nuts. I was like, okay, he can believe.
That's what
like,
I was
can
like,
believe in stuff like that.
Wait a minute, you'll see why.
But the nuts part is the fact that,
that he left.
Where? What about his family?
Yeah. Well, no, I think they went with him.
On
they
his
all
bike?
Went. Oh, maybe it was just him. Wow.
Were they all on the bike?
I don't know. How many bikes?
I was gonna say, is it one of those circus bikes that are just like on top of each other, like a pyramid style?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Huh. Well.
Excuse me.
That is something.
So that's what we're starting off with.
Well, if you were a player on that team, would you turn around and be like, Coach, we did. Coach?
Hello.
Coach.
Who finished coaching that team? Because it was in the middle of a game, but they still won.
I don't know. I don't know how lacrosse works. I don't know if you even need a coach. So like, do you have plays? I know you have like, you have.
Sticks?
Nets.
Definitely sticks.
Nets on sticks. Mm-hmm. And you just like toss a ball and stuff. Are you allowed to walk with it?
Probably run.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like in basketball, you have to be dribbling in order to move.
Oh, so you think you have to dribble your sticks?
I don't think so. I don't know if
you juggle the ball.
You're only allowed to take like 4 steps and they better be big.
Maybe.
And then you got to throw it. I don't know.
Could be. Interesting.
Well, okay. Let us know. Put it in the comments below. How the fuck do you play lacrosse?
Okay, here's the next one. All of these are kind of long, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But they're good stories.
Okay.
Roller coasters, if you will. Oh, how I never thought I would share this out loud ever.
I love how this is starting.
So, I'm R in this story, and the other main persons will be C and G. There's a reason why they're not putting any names, and it will be revealed.
Okay.
When I was 19, a year after I got out of a traumatic relationship, I started working at the same place as a family member of mine. I absolutely loved the job. Okay, some of these are kind of scandally, too. They're a bit of scandally and a bit of fun. I absolutely loved the job and being able to work closely to a relative. I was trained for almost a week. I got the hang of it quickly, and within 3 months, I was promoted. Then, around 6 weeks after that, I was promoted again to manager. This company had less than 100 employees in-house, but had thousands that were independently working for them. We were sort of the middleman, dealing with the workers, paperwork, submissions, etc. I had heard stories of one of the guys, C, that worked really hard out of office and how reliable he was. One day, he came in to grab some supplies that he was low on, and I got to meet him. I instantly liked him. He was funny and I guess not traditionally attractive, but I thought so. We worked together, so I wasn't going to go there because I loved my job. But because all the paperwork went through us and I submitted most of them, we did end up becoming friends. There were so many things we had in common. Horror movies, even the terribly cheap ones in the bowels of Netflix and Hulu. We loved cooking, the same music, blah, blah, blah. We had flirted here and there, but nothing else. As far as I knew, he had been seeing the same woman for years. But they had recently broken up, so he wasn't getting into anything serious, and I absolutely wasn't. So skip ahead like 8 months. I still didn't have a physical relationship at all with him, but for extra money, I was working with his company to learn the ropes outside of the office. Well, one night, we were painting and repairing a wall in our zone, and he kissed me. I don't know if it was the filthy abandoned house we were in or the romance of no heat in November in there, but clearly something got to me. Because I had sex with him.
Paint fumes.
In an abandoned house, standing up, because I guess I draw the line at floor sex in a rundown house.
Very The Notebook.
Yes. Didn't really say too much afterwards. We finished the wall and went home.
Oh my God, you went back to work afterwards?
Right? They're like, anyways.
That transition would be so fucking weird.
So
you go from 0 to 100 and then you're like, oh, so.
Fuck, we still have to paint this shit.
Yeah, before you get started, could you like cover that with saran wrap so the paint doesn't dry out?
Right. I didn't hear from him much the following day, but I also didn't expect to because I thought it was just a one-time thing, being that we both clearly didn't want a relationship. Well, I was wrong. I didn't want anything serious after my last relationship was so awful and I still had lingering issues with it. I was also 19 and he was early 30s.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. I told him the truth and not wanting anything like that, and he flipped out about how I used him and just wanted sex from him and wanted money. Well, shit, if I could have gotten paid, I would have named a price for 4 minutes in an abandoned house pleasure.
Oh, go off!
I still have no idea where he got the money thing from, like at all. I felt shitty and dirty after that conversation. I had never even had sex with someone I wasn't in a relationship with until that point, never had casual sex, and felt off about why someone I've known for months would think that way about me. 6 days passed without a word from him, and he pops up at the office. And as soon as he walks by my desk, all you could smell was liquor and body odor. His eyes were fully bloodshot, and he was filthy. Looked directly in my eyes and called me a slut. Went into the boss's office and started screaming to him, and everyone in the office could hear him, about me using him for his dick, using him and leaning him on for weeks, teasing him, which he clarified was when I was painting molding near the floor. I'm not entirely sure how one could do that without bending over, but none of that was my intention. My boss and him argued, and then he stomped out of the office, and we all heard him peel out of the parking lot. I caught my boss during lunch, and he told me that C is always like that when someone gives him attention, that he is severely manipulative, has never been faithful to anyone, and that the only time he works like the great worker he's tooted to be is when he has an interest in someone, and I happen to be that someone from the first time he saw me. I asked why nobody said a word to me when they saw and knew I was training with him for field work, and was friends with him, and my boss said, I thought you would be smart enough to not fall for his shit.
Oh my God.
And sleep with him. Sir, I'm 19 years old, just getting therapy for my last relationship. And as much as I appreciate that you think I'm smart, I would have loved a heads up. Just a nope, maybe don't do that to give me pause. Then he says, I've known him for 20 years and he's been this way the entire 46 years he's been alive. I'm sorry, come again? His how many years of life? Yep. Turns out depending on the age of the prey he hunts for is the age he pretends to be, which is normally younger. And then he tells me that he pretends to just be out of a relationship when in actuality, even if he says they broke up, they lived in the same one bedroom apartment and sleep in the same bed together.
Oh my God.
I mean, seriously, nobody could throw a bitch a bone and clue me in. Jesus Christ.
This is why we say all men.
Yeah, literally. I ended up talking to the girlfriend G and apologizing for my part in anything that would hurt her. And she told me she was used to it, which broke my heart right then and there.
Oh, no.
Because she said she will always love him more than she loves herself.
No, G.
Hold on. Years later, she did leave him and is married now to the father of her kids and lives in a different state.
Oh, good.
Yay, G.
Go, G.
I, however, had to walk around that office with everyone knowing my business, including, of course, my relative, which then expanded into my entire family knowing.
Could there be a lawsuit there?
I know, literally.
It feels like we're near one.
Well, hold on. I did eventually work from home because of medical issues and then phased out of that job and moved on. I still have some friends from back then, and it's funny now, 11 years later, but I know most families in Stark County knew that I say that because what up, you bias.
Yeah.
Knew that I slept with someone that was a year older than my own mother in a trap house in Summit County.
Oh no.
Also, Gramps is in prison now, so I like to think about that when I see an abandoned house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so apparently he's in prison.
That's a fucking story. Guess what? Your therapist has so job security.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies, so much for making me feel safe and seen. The amount of topics you cover hit home hard, and you have truly saved me from the darkest times I've had. Listen to every episode in less than a month. It's my comfort. I replay episodes and also reference episodes to the rest of my family who are also listeners. Love you both so big.
Anyway, I think it cut off, but yeah. What we were saying was,
We love you. We love you so much, honestly.
Yeah, thank you.
And what a great story. And
OH.
Yeah. OH. But honestly, thank you for opening yourself up to mm-hmm. be vulnerable enough to tell that. Because I am someone who also made decisions like that in my early 20s or like late teens. And like, it's funny now to laugh about it, but it is like terrible that somebody took advantage of you.
I was going to say, yes, you quote unquote made a decision, but you were taken advantage
of.
Well,
that's what it is. So when I look back at it, I think like, look at these mistakes, quote unquote, that I made. But when they're happening with much older men who should be like, you were the victim in that situation.
Right. And especially because your boss knew.
Yeah, that's
And then we're like, yeah, I just thought you'd be smart enough. Excuse you?
A heads up, bitch. A heads up would be lovely.
This is like borderline sexual harassment.
Yeah. Like, and you're just like, sorry, I thought you should know better.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Why are you still employing this person, you fucking weirdo?
Yeah. Ugh.
You're frat brothers, aren't you?
Probably. Mm. Fuckers. Okay.
Tapestated douchey.
Okay. Hey, ladies. Any regular person wouldn't consider this a scandal, but the tiny... but the tiny toilet from the hotel in Wyoming would say otherwise.
What?
Trigger warning for poop. And vomit.
Okay.
This past weekend, me, 19-year-old female, and my best friend, 20-year-old male, went on a road trip to Wyoming to visit our friends who go to college there. Yep, just two college dropouts going to party and live vicariously through our summer coworkers at their college.
This is already not a true story because Wyoming doesn't exist. No, Wyoming does. Where doesn't exist?
Nebraska.
Nebraska doesn't exist.
You're good in Wyoming.
Yeah, carry on.
During our mini vacation, we stayed at a mediocre hotel because being in your early 20s doesn't require much. It wasn't until we got to the room that we met the tiny toilet that lived there. Now, when I say tiny, imagine a kindergarten-style toilet in an adult hotel bathroom. So we basically were shitting on the floor. Little did that toilet know the absolute trauma and violation it would go through that weekend.
Oh no.
Night one, we decided to stay up until 4 a.m. playing Smash Bros., drinking liquid confidence and eating an unreal amount of Taco Bell. I don't know about you in your early 20s, but we easily found out our stomachs are not made of steel. That poor toilet spent a total of 6 hours straight of several young adults taking turns dropping massive and explosive shit. On top of the intense shit-taking, while one was on the toilet, the other two had to occupy themselves somehow. Wild activities included discovering what all the random light switches did, counting how many people could fit in the closet, and my personal favorite, playing the floor is lava, and so is my ass.
No, I'm just kidding. That was
for me. The floor is lava from them. My ass is for me. Let's just say it was a long, slow, and very stinky morning. Just when the tiny toilet thought his torture was over, it was night two. Night two was a more stereotypical college party full of alcohol and nicotine. When the clock struck 2 a.m, all vomit was let loose. First, it was a foreign exchange student that never had American alcohol before.
Oh, no.
Then, it was the poor redhead girl who he initially threw up on. Next, it was me, who had a weak stomach and is sensitive to smell.
I truly thought when you said he threw up on, I pictured the toilet, like, rebelling.
Like, no!
Yeah, I puke on you this time.
After that was my friend who brought the fireball. Next was the blonde girl who was making the dirty Shirley's and the snowboarding cowboy.
What is that? What are these drinks?
No, I think the snowboarding cowboy's a person. Oh. I could be wrong.
I thought it was a shot. And I'm like, what is that?
I'll have the snowboarding cowboy.
I'll have the Hulk and the snowboarding cowboy. Oh God, I dropped my phone.
Oh no. I can't remember who else was added to our cast of vomiting victims, but I do know by the time we checked out the next morning that tiny toilet was most likely traumatized.
Oh my God. Please tell me they sent a photo of the tiny toilet.
I don't know if they did. It's not here. That's why we need an email or something so they can attach photos.
We do have an email.
Well, but that we want people to send things to, because the ones that we have, we can't have stories like this being flooded into.
If you are the person who sent in the tiny toilet and you have a photo of it, please tag us in your story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show us your tiny toilet.
Show me what that toilet do.
Oh, no. I keep losing my spot.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house
and more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door.
Oh,
I know
gosh.
That because when I go to Sierra's, there it is.
It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments. Mm. You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. You know me. I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
This next one is from Chelsea, she, her. But honestly, I'm not important in this story.
Okay.
Picture it for me, if you will. Sicily, 1928. Or, you know, a small town outside of Akron, Ohio in 2009. Oh, we can picture it.
Oh,
well.
I'm there.
I was a sophomore in high school, and at the time, my school was trying out this weird modified block schedule. All the 9th and 10th graders had all of their core curriculum. That's a hard word to say. Fucking A.
Words are hard.
Their core curriculum. There it is. I turned into a robot. Their core curriculum classes. Say that fucking 5 times fast. I dare
core
you.
Core curriculum classes.
Do it again.
Core curriculum classes.
None of those sound like real words. At the same time. And so the school decided it would be a great time to have an assembly. It was one of those assemblies where they bring in successful people from small towns near you to show you, hey, look at us. We're an astronaut and a congressman. We were just like you, and you can be an astronaut too. It was probably supposed to be inspiring, but it was super condescending. As a group, we had all gotten in trouble a couple of times for talking too much, but even Jesus himself was not prepared for what happened next. A girl in my grade, and if anyone from my high school hears this, they will know exactly who I'm talking about. She's basically a legend. Raised her hand and asked this grown man astronaut if you could have sex in space.
Oh my God. Please tell me he answered.
Laughter burst out across the theater and our principal was pissed. In that moment, he took away the senior trip for both of our grades. To this day, I still think it was a great question. I would love to know if you can have sex in space. And I still think it's bullshit he took away our senior class trip as freshmen and sophomores.
Oh, wow.
That sucks, you fucking dick. Stuck to it, too, and we did not get to go anywhere. But if there are any astronauts listening, please let me know about sex in space. Comment below, please.
I
absolutely adore you, too. Thanks for the community you've built and keeping me laughing every week.
Thank you for this story.
That's actually such a good one.
I know someone that my dad was friends with someone who's...
Went to space.
Well, I don't know if his partner, if it's still his partner or not, because I think they might have broken up.
Okay.
But one of his partners, she used to give me astronaut food.
What?
Yeah, she'd give me freeze-dried ice cream and stuff.
Why do I like vaguely have like a weird memory of this happening?
I was afraid to eat it, but I liked that I had it.
Yeah.
So because I think she might have worked for
Why do you have to have astronaut space? Food? You can't eat goopy things in space.
You can eat goopy things, but it's more so like because you're going to be there for so long.
You got to freeze dry it.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you eat something that's freeze dried?
Crunch it.
Crunch
do a lot of crunching.
Oh,
okay. Like you just bite it. Have you ever had freeze-dried ice cream? No, you just talked about that. What am I thinking of?
Do you add water?
I think I'm thinking of fried ice cream.
In my mind,
you just add water
powder?
And then it's a fucking... It's not a... I think it's like a crust.
Well, like yeah, it's like a crust.
I think you just bite
it. Crushed together powder, I thought.
Yeah, I think you just bite the powder. So dry. So dry.
I think you add water and then all of a sudden...
Astronauts, let us know. We know you're listening.
It's roast beef dinner.
That's some Willy Wonka shit. You're making that fucking shit.
I don't know. Astronauts, let us know about freeze-dried food
and sex. Space. Also, like, I need to know about showers. Like, what's your shower situation?
Do they...
Or are you just gravity? Stinky up there?
Probs. Is there gravity in the space center? Is space the center? I can say core curriculum
class.
Well,
is the space center on Earth?
Well, no, but like...
Then probably not.
Inside, they can have fake gravity.
What?
Yeah. Haven't you watched a movie ever in your life, you fucking weirdo?
Movies are accurate.
Yeah, but I feel like I've seen astronauts in space just
but
like
touching
walking.
The ground.
Yeah. Do they not for a year? They don't touch
are
the ground.
Are you thinking about Xenon?
No. I'm never not thinking about Xenon, first of all. Second of all, I feel like I've seen them just like walk. You think they're swimming the
yeah.
whole time they're up there?
Or sitting.
Sometimes
swimming
they're
swimming or sitting.
How are they sitting?
With you their can't ass
sit without gravity.
You hold on.
You think they're just holding on for fucking dear life?
Yes.
And Green, help. Help us.
Yeah.
We're
going to get people that are mad at us that are like,
why?
These bitches are old. And I learned about this when I was in third grade. Guess what? I can't retain anything from my childhood. So fuck you.
Yeah,
stop, answer my questions.
Stop
being so condescending.
Stop using my CPTSD against me.
Hey, honestly, did you see that someone just put like, damn, they're old.
A fucking comment for us.
Damn, these bitches are old. And I just said, okay.
Honestly,
but they follow us. So what's up? You got a kink for old bitches? Because you follow me, but you think I'm old. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, I'm still upset that you think that they don't ever get to like stand. What would happen to their muscles?
No, they probably stand, but they have to like be like secured. They have to like strap in.
What would happen to their muscles?
They get fucked. They have fucky muscles.
So when they get home, they can't use, they
yeah,
won't be able
they're
to
probably
function.
So fucked when they get home.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
They're probably just like freaking out.
Noodles.
Like absolute noodles.
They got noodle limbs. So they definitely can't have sex. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did their dicks get hard as
face? That's what I want to know.
And if so,
are they always
oh my God! Think about it.
Their balls are in their stomach.
Is that how that would work?
I don't know a lot about balls.
I should know more.
Oh wow! Yeah, zero gravity dicks. That's
the new
band name.
Zero gravity dicks. You think they just have to tuck it into a bit, like a waistband or something, so it's not like just flopping around everywhere?
Perma boners because of gravity.
Oh, because it's so exciting. You're in space. What could be more exciting?
Oh my gosh. The way.
Anyways, douche.
Is there no gravity in here? Or are you just happy to see me?
Or is my dick just hard?
Is my dick hard or am I just happy to have no gravity? Happy to be in space.
I'm crying.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Wow, thank you for that story.
That was a good one.
Wow. I'm going to think about that in the middle of the night.
All of these stories are like that. They're so good.
Dicks and zero gravity. Wow. Okay. Oh my God, my boobs would be so lifted.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, vloom.
Yeah.
What if you got tiggle bitties? Are they just off to the side, both of them, living their own
they
lives?
Just straight out. They also look like boners on your
on your chest boners.
Your toners.
Oh my God. Okay. Pronouns, she, her, for this one. Okay, so this is a weird one. My uncle used to work with this woman in her 60s, and she was known for looking extremely young for her age, with glowing skin that was as smooth as a baby's bottom.
I'm afraid about why her skin looks like that.
Foreshadowing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, everyone and their mother's uncle's pet goldfish wanted to know how she stayed so young looking, but she refused to give away her secret. But somehow my uncle convinced her to tell him as she was moving soon and probably didn't care since she wouldn't see most of the people in my town ever again.
Oh no.
She said she used to babysit and as a side she used to babysit as a side hustle for years and secretly took the baby's diaper and rubbed the pee on her face.
That's not real.
That's so real. Have you ever been
That's
on pee
real.
Groups on Facebook?
There's pee groups on
I'm
Facebook?
I'm in one.
You are?
I like to just lurk. They use pee for everything. They use pee as eye drops. They use pee. They drink it.
You're fucking lying.
Urine for everything. And
I
they
don't even
say,
know you. What are you doing in your free time? Who are you?
Honestly, when people are like, why didn't you text back? I'm on piss group on Facebook. They use pee for sunscreen. One girl was like, I swear by it. You use pee. I've been using it every day. I just pee in a jar and fucking rub it on me. I've never had a sunburn. I went and looked at her profile picture. Sunburn. First picture, sunburn. Because I was like, maybe it works. I just was curious.
Were you confused?
I was curious. I was curious about the urea inside of it.
I'm not using anything you ever give me.
Well, I've peed on myself before multiple times. I peed on myself on a vacation with you.
I know that.
It didn't work. Hey, if you ever get stung by a jellyfish, don't pee on it. They tell you to.
Have you said that in the pee group?
No. I don't message in there. They don't even know. I'm just lurking in that bitch. They want to use pee for everything. They use pee as like an elixir.
Shaming. But, like, it's not an elixir.
I don't think it's a kink. These people really... It's like essential oils, but it's your piss. They're like, you got a cold? Drink some piss. You got a cold sore? Put some piss on it. I swear to God.
Why does part of me want to try?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm in the group. I would never do it.
This is how I end up on that TLC show, My Weird Addiction. I can't stop rubbing pee on my body.
Well, now this person posted in and they're like, my face has never looked better. I'm like, do I rub some piss on my face?
Time out. This person does it?
No, the older lady.
Oh my God, I thought you said it ended with the writer saying my face has never looked better.
No. They say supposedly baby pee is really good for your skin, and I guess that rumor is true, unfortunately. Anyways, her secret quickly spread around, but I hope she's doing okay now. I almost admire her commitment, but I would much rather just embrace the wrinkles. Love you guys. So,
could you imagine being the parent?
Again, no, if that's you. No, I don't want to say I'm not judging you, but a little bit.
No, honestly, I'm definitely judging you.
Please don't pee on yourself. Like, that has bacteria. Your pee is a waste from your body, so it has bacteria in it. This whole, like, it's cleaner so you can drink it. Like, it should be drank in emergency cases only.
You're endorsing it at some point?
If you're dying in the desert.
Kill me. Honestly, like, fucking, I would rather die.
Honestly, too, because then if you're that dehydrated, my piss is straight orange.
It's thick. I gotta chew it. Fucking gross.
Yeah, no.
If that's your babysitter, how do you feel about her rubbing...
My daughter's pee on her face? Yes. No, we have problems.
We're fist fighting. Because that's for me.
Get your own. Because I'd rather pee diapers on me.
Get your own.
Dude, pee smells so bad. Can you imagine what these people smell like?
Well.
They just got pee on their face
all the time? No one knew? She must not have smelled. I don't feel like that's some shit our grandma would have done.
I was going to say.
Yeah, she'd have lied about it. She would have put it in a fancy bottle. But she would have
put piss on her face.
Yeah,
they said it worked. She's like, meh.
She was in my dream last night, so now she's probably mad at me. She never comes to see me in my dreams.
Oh my God. And she's like, and the first time she heard me say this, the one time I do, you talk about piss on my face.
Yeah, see if I ever come visit you again, you dumb bitch. That's what she used to call me.
So you dumb bitch. That was her pet name.
She didn't.
So anyways, if that's you, I'm so sorry that we made you feel bad, but also please stop putting pee on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. And there's so many other things you could put on your face.
All the scabs I have on my face, that would burn.
Oh my God. And again, it's waste for a reason. It is waste from your body.
Yucky.
Some people do poop too.
Poop?
There's poop groups.
Oh my God. Are you in them?
Well.
Are you serious?
Sometimes there's crossover with the pee groups.
Oh my God. Are you for real?
It's a problem. I have a really weird curiosity with the world.
You have an addiction to Facebook groups.
Well, there's some interesting people. I just like to learn what's out there, but I don't actually want to go out there. It feels to me like what people who travel to different countries or like just who travel in general, they're like, I got so many experiences. I'm like, I got all those too, but I was at my home.
Yeah. But also, like, is it like a circus? Like where you go to watch the animals?
Not most of them. Pee groups.
Pee groups?
You should see some people post their eyeballs and they're red as fuck. And they're like, just drop some pee in them. Hopefully this clears up my glaucoma or whatever. But they look like they just got pee in their eyes and it hurts.
I don't know what to do with that information.
I'm sorry, everybody. Maybe I'm a bad person for that. But also, it's just like a weird curiosity. I don't know what's wrong with me. No, I feel that.
That's why I look at my scabs sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up with this? How does my body make this?
Yeah.
There's got to be scab groups.
I think that, but with people. And I'm not even judging. I swear to God, I'm not. It's just like a really weird curiosity where I'm just like, what's out there?
I'm happy. I think I could do it on Facebook. I could not go to a physical group, not just because I don't like being around people, right, but because...
Your face?
My face. If I would read or see some of those photos, my face would take a shape.
Yep.
That you would know I'm judging you. Mm-hmm. But like, even in my heart of hearts, if I'm like, no, I guess do with yourself what you will.
That's how I feel about it.
But my face is saying otherwise.
Then I'm thinking about peeing on myself and yes. I'm like,
That's could what not, it is.
Yeah, it my has face nothing is for to me. Do with you. My face is about my, I can't picture it.
Yeah.
For myself.
Oh, God.
Hey, ladies. My name is Emily. Pronouns are she, her. By the way, there are so many of these that like I really wanted to put all of them on. Like, it was hard for me to pick which ones go to which place because they were all so freaking good and funny.
Yeah, I know some of you like get bummed when your stories are on Patreon or there's a potential of them being on Patreon. There's no way for us to really tell.
Right, yeah.
So
I just truly like all of these were so good. So I just had to put them in an order and just go with that. But okay, this will be the last one. Hi, ladies. My name is Emily. Pronouns are she, her. This is not necessarily a scandal as much as it is a good fucking story that I'll pass on to my grandchildren. When I was little, maybe 8 or so, my family was going to the lake for a family reunion. We lived pretty far out from town, so it was a long trip to the lake from our house. I was at the house with my mom and sister, and my dad was going to meet up with us at the reunion. We were running late, but I went to the car to wait for my mom and sister. I had noticed something shiny and metal that looked like one of my toys on the driver's side floor. I was so excited because I thought the play handcuffs I lost had turned up. So I took them to the back seat and locked my hands up. When I tried to get them off, I then realized that there was no safety contraption that my toy had. I couldn't even slip it off my chubby hands because I locked them too tight. My mom and sister came to the car, so my immediate thought was to hide my hands behind my back, but my sister, being the complete bitchy older sister, started asking why I had handcuffs on. I was embarrassed, and my mom kept asking me to show my hands, and when I did, I knew I fucked up big time. She tried lotion to slip my hands out, but like I said, chubby. Aww. My mom didn't know where the handcuffs came from. Turns out my dad had police handcuffs he found at his buddy's garage and forgot to bring them inside. My mom's immediate thought was sex handcuffs.
Yep.
Because, of course, she drove us to a store for lovers, hoping to find a key to unlock them. When we got there, I remember her words exactly. Just keep your eyes on the floor and do not look around.
Oh, my God.
She took her young children to a sex store.
Why did they go in? She couldn't have just brought the key out to the car?
I don't know. The people working were kind enough to help out a mom and a kid in need, but did not have a key to unlock the handcuffs. However, they had a lot of lube. They lubed my hands and wrists, and I was free.
My God.
My mom was beyond pissed, but we still went to our family reunion afterwards.
Oh, my God. With your lube hands? Do you imagine her trying to pick up the macaroni salad and the spoon just keeps falling out of her hands?
So much lube.
What are you going to do?
You have no idea.
Why does the potato salad taste like cherry?
grape and silicone or whatever's in lube.
Yeah.
Is it silicone?
I don't know. I'm more of a fire and ice gal if we were to ever.
I spit.
I was going to say, we don't really use lube.
I never have.
Yeah.
Maybe once.
I mean, I have, but I don't typically.
I almost said something that I will never let you put on the podcast. It was going to be a joke. I said only once for my bottle. But it's a joke.
You won't let me put that on there?
Yeah, fuck okay. it. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, so that's all I have.
Oh my God, good stuff. I'm so happy we do these. Thanks guys for sending in your stories. Oh, keep
you
them coming.
Please. And not even scandals, man. Just at this point, send us some good fucking stories because these were golden. Yeah. Golden.
So good.
I was so happy to read all, like every time I read these, I was just like smiles on my
so
face.
So happy,
like,
I didn't have to get preachy.
Yeah.
I love
it. Oh, it's so hard when we have to like yell at people that yeah. aren't going to ever listen because why would they?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more, you can head over to patreon.com/ladiesandtangents.
And if you want to send in more, you can go to either our Instagram bio or our TikTok bio yep. and click on our link tree. There should be a little like box that says Hometown Scandals and it'll mm-hmm. take you to a Google Doc. And that is where you
can submit it.
Yeah. But if you do, make sure you put names, pronouns, all that stuff. Yeah, and if you have multiple, you have to tell me that there are multiple parts that go with them. Because sometimes I'll read one a couple down and I'm like, what is this in context to?
Yeah.
And then I have to go back several and find the original.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all we have. Mm-hmm. Thanks for hanging out. I feel like that was such an abrupt ending.
Yeah.
But we love you so much. Thanks for hanging out.
We will see you next week.
All right. Have a happy Easter.
Yeah, please.
We're out.
Goodbye.
1 is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum 1. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.